Mariner Books and Harper Audio present The Last Folk Hero, The Life and Myth of Bo Jackson by Jeff Perlman. Read by J.D. Jackson. A note before we begin. For notes and a complete bibliography, be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/The Last Folk Hero. To Joan Perlman, my mother and hero. When I was a kid, Mom worked as a probation officer. Every man in her office carried a gun. She was tough enough not to. Paul Bunyan. You have heard of Paul. He was the kingpin of them all, the greatest logger in the land. He had a punch in either hand and licked more men and drove more miles and got more drunk and more new styles than any other peavy prince before or then, or ever since. The Round River Drive by Douglas Malik and James McGillivray. April 25th, 1914. Introduction. The other day I was walking through the airport in Atlanta, working my way past security and toward the gate, when a TSA agent pulled me aside and asked pointedly, "What's in your suitcase?" My L.L. Bean roller had just cruised through the X-ray machine, and now Carlton required an explanation as to the large rectangular blemish appearing on the screen before him. "Oh," I said, "that." "Yeah," he replied, "that." "It's a brick," I said. Carlton's face suggested disbelief. "A what?" he snapped. "A brick," I said. "Like, you know, a brick." Carlton didn't like bricks. "Sir," he said, "you can't travel with a brick in your carry-on." "Really?" I replied. "Really," he said. "There's really no good reason for bringing a brick on a plane." That's when I stopped him and explained I had the best reason in world history for bringing a brick on a plane. "Okay," Carlton said. "Tell me." I cleared my throat. "Do you know who Bo Jackson is?" I asked. He looked at me as one stares down a moron. "Right," I said. "Well, I'm writing a biography of Bo Jackson. A definitive biography. I've been working on it for well over a year. And yesterday, I was at his childhood home in Bessemer, Alabama, middle of nowhere. And he lived on this abandoned street, on this now-abandoned lot. And his childhood home is totally gone. Not there. But I was standing in the spot where he grew up, and beneath the leaves and the sticks and a whole lot of garbage were a few bricks from the house's foundation. So I took one because it's Bo Jackson's house, and I'm obsessed with Bo Jackson's life. So why wouldn't I take a brick home with me?" Charged by 2 30 cold brews, I kept going, and going, and going, about Auburn and Kansas City, about Los Angeles and Chicago and Anaheim, about scaling an outfield wall and breaking a bat atop his head and running over a mohawked, steroid-stuffed Seahawks linebacker, about boar hunting and hip replacements, and a long-ago television show called Ben Casey. A few days earlier, I'd attended services at the all-black, side-of-the-road Mountain Zion Baptist Church, which Bo attended as a boy, and the spirit of Pastor Dwight Miller's sermon had moved me. Praise Bo. At long last, I stopped, and Carlton called over a supervisor. "Hey, Melissa," he said, "this gentleman is..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?